The lines are open. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions. 4CA.
Do you know, it's only a few months ago since we were talking about the dreadful injustice that was being visited upon the fisher people along the Queensland coast. They'd had their licences, they'd abided by the regulations limiting their catches for years and years, etc. But nah, the United Nations influence people always seemingly get their way, and they were fundamentally forced out of the fishing industry. What did that mean? Well, for example, mackerel and various other species suddenly weren't going to be available at restaurants or at the fish shops on Friday afternoon because of the beliefs of what I believe is a vocal minority. So what was going to replace them? Well, fish from overseas countries. Isn't that all right? No, it's not. A whole lot of people said, find out about the circumstances in which they're caught in those foreign countries. And some people said, why, when we go to a restaurant or whatever, we aren't told where those fish supplies are coming from? Well, maybe there's been a twist in the tale. Have a listen. Anyone tucking into seafood at hospitality venues must be told where the fish is from under long-awaited new labelling laws set to come into effect next year. Now, Industry Minister Husic in Brisbane yesterday revealed the federal government had launched a four-week consultation to learn from cafes and hospitality businesses and the seafood industry how best to bring in the new rules. Country of origin labelling will kick in from next year, giving businesses time to reprint their menus. Now, the scheme was a key election commitment by Labor in 2022 and has been called for by the fishing and aquaculture sectors. I won't go on all the details, I'll cut to the chase. Husic said the country of origin labelling rules could change consumer behaviour, with two-thirds of seafood consumed now coming from overseas. Really? Remember how fresh it was in the selection we used to have? And anyway, we lost that battle. I've got David Bobberman on the line. David's the Chief Executive, Queensland Seafood Industry Association. David, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Let's talk about this. Well, the significance of this announcement and this move by the government. Talk to me about how we ended up coming down this path in the first place. I know it's not a pleasant discussion. A whole lot of people, particularly along the Queensland coast, were as angry as hell about the need for this sort of response. But let's just talk about where the fishermen are now and what the response has been from the general public about what happened to the fishermen along the Queensland coast a few months ago, losing their licence.
John, it's so sad, and
yes.
We're so pleased to see a fresh government in George Street in Brisbane. We look forward to working with them constructively. I mean, we've gone from over 100 net licences on the East Coast in the Great Barrier Reef to now 27, even though 40 may be able to be issued. Those licences have been operating now for over a year, with cameras on board every trip. Every minute they have a net soaked, plus trips with observers on board. And you know, John, we have not had one mortal interaction with a marine mammal. We have not had one mortal interaction with a turtle in that time. We have had only two deaths of a shark species that's listed as protected. But we all know that sharks in Queensland waters are pretty abundant. You know, there's lots of them. So, look, I think that just proves that the point that fishermen weren't lying. Fishermen do look after the environment in which they fish, and I hope that the LNP government takes that message well and truly and looks at increasing the amount of gillnet licences that are allowed within the areas permitted within Great Barrier Reef Marine Park. I mean, in your area, for example, we're meant to have gillnets up until Cape Bedford. Currently, there's no gillnet operators north of Brampton Beach. Mm. So by default, because of the department dragging their chain, by default, the net free north does not stop at Cape Bedford. It stops at Brampton Beach.
Wow.
So, you know, people out there looking for fresh estuarine fish, I mean, if you're wondering why you can't find it, that's the reason, even though we're environmentally friendly.
This is really interesting. You're hinting that the new LNP government in Queensland would take a more better, if you like, at all, a more informed position on the requirements for these restrictions. You're confident that they would actually reopen an investigation or a study of how this is working or not working?
Well, we're encouraging them to do it because the ludicrous situation that the current government finds themselves in is that these decisions were made under the ALP government cabinet in confidence.
Mm.
So when there's a change in government, the new cabinet can't see the old cabinet's documents.
Really?
So the true. So the future fishing task force, report and recommendations, which was chaired by a ex-WWF employee.
Oh, really? There you go.
Yes. Okay. Ex-WWF employee. The recommendations, and I believe there's 38 of them, aren't available to the new government because they're cabinet in confidence. So the new LNP government has to try to decipher recommendations from the department on a report that they can't see or have no right to access. Now, that's absolutely ludicrous, and I've made that point quite clear to Minister Perrott and his advisers. I've asked the ALP government through their shadow minister to release those reports, and I don't believe they have as of yet. But, I mean, that's just the stupid situation that we have at the moment. So I'm encouraging the LNP, Minister Perrott, to draw a line in the sand and say, I can't make decisions based on things I don't know about.
Oh, exactly.
And review the whole debacle.
Yeah, well, that requirement for a start that is could possibly, in fact, likely lead to the most blatant of cover-up and injustices. I'm astounded that you've just released that information.
Oh, look, I just can't believe it. I mean, I am having a chat to the government about doing a parliamentary review.
Mm.
I applaud the recent announcement by Minister Perrott for the Productivity Commission to look at the way the structural adjustment packages were constructed for the affected fishermen because they were unjust, inequitable and highly lazy, one-size-fits-all approach. I know fishermen who are hundreds of thousands of dollars undercompensated. So I applaud the Productivity Commission review of that. I just hope that the Productivity Commission puts it high on its agenda to take some of the pain away from those affected fishermen.
Oh, what a structure that would allow possibly the involvement of a former World Wildlife Fund employee. This is quite a revelation, I've got to tell you. Dave, where are we going with this change? For people going to restaurants, they'll get the information. Are people wanting that specifically, or they just want to have a review of these silly new regulations and get back to somewhere near where we were?
Oh, look, a bit of both, John. I mean, the country of origin labelling, we totally applaud and support. I mean, as We import 60 to 70% of the seafood that we consume in Australia with really no sight as to how environmentally friendly it was caught, where it was caught, where it was harvested, what conditions was it grown in aquaculture environments. I've been recently to Townsville and Innisfail and had a few dinners, and I was at a hotel in Townsville the other day. You know, and you ask, oh, where do the prawns come from? There's no knowledge at all as to where the prawns come from. I did the same in Hervey Bay last year. So unless consumers ask where the seafood's coming from currently, they have no knowledge of it.
Mm.
Now, good restaurants go to the point of displaying where it's from.
Mm.
And even the very good restaurants go the next step and tell you whether it's farmed fish or whether it's wild caught fish, seafood. So we applaud it because the public's being duped at the moment. It's being duped thinking that it's paying for locally sourced either wild caught or aquaculture seafood, and in fact it's imported. We would like restaurants to go the next step and actually show that it is either farmed or wild caught. My concern is, though, with respect to this new exposure draft, is restaurants are going to be asked to display whether it's Australian, A for Australian,
yep.
I for imported, or M for mixed. Now, I hope consumers will rally behind the industry, and if they see mixed, just read that as being imported, because
yes.
people are just being too lazy.
Wow.
Restaurants are being too lazy to modify their menu based on what fish they have in stock at the moment. I mean, can I go one step further, John? Sorry.
Yep.
This day and age, to say that we need 12 months to modify our menus is ludicrous.
Mm.
We all know that menus change regularly.
Yeah.
We all exactly. know most restaurants have a computer at the back door, at the back office. At the very least, they can go to the local print shop and print out some menus. I mean, so for hospitality venues to say, oh, we don't like this because it means this, we've got to change our menu based on supply, I think it's just a smokescreen.
Very well said today, David. Appreciate this update. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
That's David Bobberman. He's the Chief Executive, Queensland Seafood Industry Association.